You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, July 21, 2026. Turn me loose. Will crude oil pipeline capacity keep up with Western Canadian production growth? Published by Mike Dunn. Several projects in the works would expand crude oil pipeline takeaway capacity out of the Western Canadian Sedimentary Basin, or WCSB, to the U.S. and Canada's west coast. But, given the pace of production growth in Alberta, will enough takeaway space come online in time to prevent pipeline capacity shortages and the price dislocations that come with them? That's what we'll be looking at in today's RBN blog, the final episode in our seven-part series on WCSB crude oil supply, which also serves as a preview of our latest drill-down report. Over the course of our series, and detailed in our new report, we've explored the forces reshaping Western Canada's crude oil market, from the rapid growth in WCSB production and its seasonal swings, to the pipeline expansions that have enabled rising exports. We also examined how transportation constraints influence crude price discounts, traced the evolution of crude flows and end markets, reviewed proposed pipeline expansion projects, and assessed producers' plans to increase oil sands output in the years ahead. Together, these trends highlight a market in which production growth, takeaway capacity, and changing demand patterns will determine whether Western Canadian crude can continue expanding its reach into North American and global markets. Today, we present our monthly forecast through 2029 for WCSB crude oil production and exports. Then we'll compare these export forecasts against expected pipeline takeaway capacity to see if Western Canada's crude oil market might be at risk of pipeline capacity shortages in the next few years. In addition to the information we've gone over in this series, the forecasts we present here include predictions about the impact of future turnaround activity for each oil sands facility and refinery. These forecasts lean on our database of turnaround histories for each facility and company guidance where available. Starting with our crude oil production forecasts, you might want to take a look at Figure 1 in today's blog, which shows monthly WCSB historical production by type from 2022 through this spring and our projections through 2029. We expect continued production growth in non-upgraded oil sands, other heavy oil, and condensate and pentanes plus, while we are forecasting fairly flat production for upgraded oil sands and conventional light and medium oil, albeit with month-to-month volatility and some year-to-year variability, primarily due to oil sands turnaround schedules. Our Alberta oil sands production forecasts include estimates for every single project. See Section 7 of our report for information on upcoming growth projects, as well as estimates for every Saskatchewan SAGD, steam-assisted gravity drainage, heavy oil project. For other crude oil and condensate production, we're assuming growth similar to what we've seen over the past couple of years. Figure 2 shows the combined total production forecast through 2029. We currently expect crude oil and condensate production to grow by 98,000 barrels per day in 2026, 221,000 barrels per day in 2027, 121,000 barrels per day in 2028, and 129,000 barrels per day in 2029. For context, annual growth from 2022 to 2025 ranged from 100 to 192,000 barrels per day and averaged 158,000 barrels per day. Our forecasts for 2026-29 assume the difference between peak month and low month production in a given year averages about 600,000 barrels per day, less than the 735,000 barrels per day average range from 2022 to 2025. To get from a production forecast to an export forecast is easier said than done. Availability of data varies from province to province, from asset to asset, and from pipeline to pipeline. In addition to data reported by companies, we are pulling data from about 20 monthly or quarterly statistical reports from industry sources, i.e., Alberta Energy Regulator, StatCan, Canadian Energy Regulator, EIA, etc., to try to piece together as complete a picture as possible. We are tracking and forecasting imports, mostly diluent, production losses, refinery and other field use, diluent supplied from refineries and diluent recovery units, or DRUs, NGLs and refined product volumes shipped on the oil pipelines, butanes used for diluent and as refinery feedstocks, inventory changes, missing barrels, and several other items. However, if we look at this from a higher level, annual WCSB production exceeded exports by 220 to 250,000 barrels per day in the 2022 to 205 period. For 2026 to 2029, we forecast the annual difference to range from 235 to 321,000 barrels per day. Figure 3 shows the outlook for monthly WCSB export volumes overlaid on top of current and expected new pipeline capacity. The large gray layer shows pipeline capacity up to year-end 2025. The thin orange layer shows a 30,000 barrels per day capacity addition on Enbridge's Express pipeline later this year, while the green layer shows a 90,000 barrels per day addition expected on the Canadian government's TMX, Trans Mountain Expansion, pipeline in early 2027. The blue layer, in turn, shows a 150,000 barrels per day addition with the completion of Enbridge's Mainline Optimization 1, or MLO-1, project, currently expected in late 2027. Lastly, the purple layer shows our assumption that either Trans Mountain's 210,000 barrels per day Mainline Optimization Project, MOP, or Enbridge's 250,000 barrels per day Mainline Optimization 2, or MLO-2, pipeline capacity expansion projects, will come online in late 2028. Both Enbridge and TMX's operator, Trans Mountain Corporation, hope to give the green light to those projects this year and to have them started up by late 2028, but we do not expect that to happen for both of them. The solid black line is our tracking of WCSB export volumes reported in or inferred from CER, EIA, and FERC disclosures. The dashed black line is our forecast for exports assuming no inventory changes. When the black lines exceed the shaded areas, that indicates a shortage of pipeline capacity. In recent years, shortages occurred briefly in January 2023 and again in late 2023, early 24, prior to the 590,000 barrels per day TMX project coming online in May 2024. We expect pipeline capacity to become scarce again later this year, and at times in 2027 to 28, but it should be more than sufficient in 2029, assuming at least one of those two previously mentioned projects, MOP or MLO2, are completed around year-end 2028. A few proposed pipeline projects are not shown in Figure 3, most notably the 550,000 barrels per day South Bow Bridger Prairie Connector Bridger Expansion Project, which we think has the potential to be online as early as 2029, and the newly proposed 1 million barrels per day pipeline from Alberta to the West Coast, which its proponents do not expect can be brought online until 2032 at the earliest. We should also flag a proposal unveiled on July 6 by the province of Ontario for a new 500,000 barrels per day Alberta to Ontario pipeline. Note that despite having had plenty of spare pipeline capacity from mid-2024 until recently, Canadian crude by rail export volumes have not dropped to zero, but have held fairly steady since then, averaging 80,000 to 90,000 barrels per day. The vast majority of crude by rail volumes are coming from three terminals: Strathcona Resources Hamlin, SK, and Hardisty, Alberta, crude by rail terminals, and Cenovus Bruderheim, Alberta, terminal. Strathcona trucks all its Saskatchewan SAGD production, or about 30,000 barrels per day and growing, to its Hamlin terminal, where the unblended barrels are loaded onto rail cars. Strathcona's Hardisty terminal typically loads around 35,000 barrels per day from the Gibson Energy-operated Hardisty DRU, and Cenovus Bruderheim terminal typically loads around 10,000 to 15,000 barrels per day of diluted bitumen, or dilbit, for delivery to PADD 5, U.S. West Coast, refineries. All three of these sources have unique characteristics: low or zero blend ratios, or access to the high-margin PADD 5 refining market not connected by pipeline, that make the economics of railing work. After considering that at least 80,000 to 90,000 barrels per day of supply will likely continue to move by rail, and that WCSB crude oil inventories are currently relatively low, we do not expect pipeline capacity to become overly scarce through 2029 if the startup of pipeline capacity expansions occurs similar to what we've assumed. If Western Canadian producers come anywhere near the Alberta provincial government's ambitious stretch goal of growing the province's crude oil production by nearly 4 million barrels per day over the next 10 to 15 years, still more pipeline capacity will surely be needed. In the nearer term, based on our outlook for WCSB production, imports, and regional demand, we see pipeline capacity becoming more scarce later this year, and off and on through 2027 to 28, even with 280,000 barrels per day of new capacity starting up between late 2026 and late 2027. However, we do not expect any sustained step changes to WCSB crude price differentials and crude by rail volumes over this period, as spare storage capacity and spring and fall turnaround seasons provide opportunities to smooth out export volumes. Assuming 210,000 to 250,000 barrels per day of additional capacity gets added around year-end 2028, again, either the TMX MOP or Enbridge's MLO2, expect plenty of surplus pipeline capacity in 2029. Finally, we point out that recent announcements from government and industry, plans for a new West Coast pipeline, and a trilateral memorandum of understanding between the five largest oil sands producers and the Alberta and federal governments working toward binding agreements by November to May, result in oil sands producers unveiling more aggressive capacity expansion plans over the longer term. That said, given the long lead times for oil sands projects, we would not expect new project announcements to have a material impact on our production forecast through 2029. Turn Me Loose was written by Paul Dean and Mike Reno and appears as the second song on side one of Loverboy's eponymous debut studio album. The song is built around a bass riff and features crunchy guitar by Paul Dean and the plaintive vocals of Mike Reno. Released as the first single from the album in February 1981, it went to number 6 on the Billboard Pop Rock Tracks chart and number 35 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles. Personnel on the record were Mike Reno, lead vocals, Paul Dean, guitars, backing vocals, Scott Smith bass, Doug Johnson, keyboards, Matt Frenette, drums, and Nancy Nash and Katie Kassoon, backing vocals. The album, Loverboy, was recorded in 1979-80 at Little Mountain Sound in Vancouver and produced by Bruce Fairbairn. Released in the US in November 1980, it went to number 13 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart and has been certified 2X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Three singles were released from the LP. Loverboy is a Canadian hard rock band formed in Calgary, Alberta, in 1979. After opening shows for major rock acts in Canada, the group was signed to a record deal with Columbia Records Canada in 1979 and released their debut album, Loverboy, in the US in November 1980. They have released 9 studio albums, 4 live albums, 16 compilation albums, and 29 singles and have sold more than 15 million records worldwide. 7 members have passed through the band since its formation. Bassist Scott Smith was presumed dead after a large wave swept him off his boat near San Francisco in November 2000 at 45. His body has never been recovered. Bassist Jim Clench died in November 2010 in Montreal at 61. After a hiatus from 1989 to 1991, Loverboy continues to tour and will be appearing at various venues in the US beginning in June.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.